kidnapping and murder won't stop believers from helping to rebuild Haiti. A Chinese Christian activist goes missing again. And an aviation ministry trumpets the skills of Storian. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Though Haiti's beginning to fade from headlines, relief is an ever-present need. Adding to the overwhelming situation, Rob Baker of Baptist Haiti Mission says workers now need to be even more cautious because
there was just a recent kidnapping of some relief workers in one of the tent cities.
5 days later, one of the workers was found dead.
We are concerned about the potential of growing unrest. There's some anger against the government because things are not going as quickly as a lot of the people that are housed in the tent cities are concerned.
While Baker says they'll take more precautions, their ministries are too fruitful to step back.
We are really seeing tremendous results from those opportunities. We're seeing many people come to know Christ as personal Savior.
Soon they hope to focus more on education for new believers to build a community for those who've turned to Christ in this tragedy. Pray wisdom for these steps. Next, Christian human rights lawyer Gaoxie Jing has disappeared yet again, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Missing since February 2009, Gao was feared dead until he resurfaced in early April of this year. On April 20th, Gao called his father-in-law and said he would call again when his plane landed, but he hasn't been heard from since. Pray for physical and spiritual protection for Gao, as he's likely facing more torture. Pray that his persecutors will believe the gospel. You can sign a petition on his behalf. There are details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship is known for flight, but stories are a huge part of their evangelism scope now. Regina Manley of MAF Learning Technologies explains.
It's called Bible storytelling and discovery learning through questioning.
Many indigenous peoples have an oral culture. Manley teaches Christians how to use storytelling to evangelize.
It's so easy to remember a story, and we can build an oral gospel one story at a time. That means they can remember God's word and meditate on it.
Building on that, a body begins to form.
When you tell a story out loud and everybody hears it, then everybody becomes accountable to keep it accurate.
This type of evangelism helps in areas where persecution is high. Manley tells of a Christian man in India who was often attacked as he ministered to villages.
They're fascinated with Bible stories, and they ask us to come back. And now, where we were rejected, the Word of God is burning their hearts and turning them to Christ.
Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board celebrates the appointing of 46 new missionaries and the last appointment ceremony for President Jerry Rankin, who's retiring July 31st. In his 17 years at the IMB, Jerry Rankin has been part of over 100 appointment services, sending more than 10,000 men and women into the mission field. These latest missionaries mark not only a milestone for Rankin, but they also show the IMB's continual passion to share Christ with the unreached. And whether from natural catastrophes or domestic tragedies, the number of orphans around the world grows daily. So Christian agencies like Bethany Christian Services are joining forces to combat the problem before it escalates even more. Jacqueline Skolnick of Bethany says
there are reportedly well over 140 million identified orphans in the world.
As organizations network and share similar visions, they're hoping to maximize their impact, fulfilling the biblical mandate to take care of orphans in their distress.
So as a huge community, as a huge group that's hands reach across the world, it's something that's very possible for us to do as a group of people.
The Christian Alliance for Orphans is calling it the Orphan Care Challenge. And while it'll take a network of believers across the world, it starts with you.
The power of just one person starting by praying, going to their church and saying, let's start an orphan ministry. Going to any of the websites that provide orphan care can start the chain effect of what people can do.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.